Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 12th parak of Masechet Shabbos, and we are continuing in the Malacha of Kosev. So we are up to Mishnah Dalet. Today we are learning Mishnayos, Dalet and Hey. HaKosev Shtei Osios Be'Halem Echad. If a person writes two letters on Shabbos in a single He'elem, in a single period of forgetfulness, where he forgot that it was Shabbos, and he wrote two letters before he realized that it's Shabbos, so Chayiv, so then he's Chayiv for being Kosev. That's in general. In order to be Chayiv for anything, you have to do the entire Malacha Be'Halem Echad, with one period of forgetfulness. We've seen this before, but this is just a way of introducing the halachas we're about to learn. So, kasav b'dio b'sam b'sikra b'komos b'kan kanta b'kol davashu roshem. If you write two letters with any type of ink, whether it be black ink or some type of yellow ink or some type of red ink or some type of ink made from a different type of tree or some type of sulfuric acid or anything that makes a permanent marking, al shnei kosle zavios v'al shnei luche pinkas, and you wrote the two letters on two walls at a corner of your house where the two walls come to a right angle, so you wrote one letter on one wall, one letter on the other wall, or on two pages of a notebook, so that face each other. The two pages are separate pages that face each other, so you wrote one letter on the inner edge and one letter on the inner edge of the other page. And you're able to read the two letters together, chayiv. Then it's considered kosiv shteyos, so you're going to be chayiv. HaKosiv al besaro chayiv. If you write two letters with ink on your skin, you're also going to be chayiv. Even though any writing on the skin, unless it's a tattoo, is going to disappear. But that's not because the ink is not permanent. The ink is permanent ink, but your own sweat and your own shedding of your own skin is what causes it to disappear. But the letters themselves are really davar shel kayama, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. Hamesarit al besaro. If a person scratches two letters into his skin with a knife or something, so Rabbi Elazar mechayev chatos. Rabbi Elazar says you chayev korban chatos because that's considered derech ksiva. Rabbi Yeshua poter. Rabbi Yehuda says you poter because that's not a derech ksiva. That's not a normal way to write. Even the Bar Tinur points out, if you wrote so deeply, you scratched so deeply that vafilu hotzi dam lefishein derech ksiva bekach. Even if you were motzi dam, so something that's like really kind of strong and permanent, but still it's not the derech ksiva. So then the Mishnah talks about cases where you're not chayiv midaraisa for the melacha of kosev. Kosev b'mashkin, you write with a temporary type of ink, like some sort of juice, abimei peros, fruit juices, bavak drachim, bavak hasofrim, or dust from the road, or powder that sofrim use, that, you know, the powder that, not that they use, that's left over after their inkwell empties out, so there's some powder at the bottom of the inkwell. Or anything that doesn't last, pater, because if the ink is not a lasting ink, you're going to be pater. Then sometimes you're pater, not because of a problem with the ink, but la'achar yado, you wrote with the back of your hand, meaning, so it's a malacha with a shinoi, kalachar yad. Beraglo, you wrote with your foot, bepiv, or with your mouth, bemarpeko, or with your elbow, or kasavos achasom l'chaksav, or you wrote one letter next to writing that already exists, so kasav al gabi ksav, or you wrote a letter on top of an already existing letter, so you trace over the letter niskavin lichtov ches v'kasav shtei zaynin, or you intended to write a ches, but you never connected them at the top, so it looks like two zayins, echad baretz v'echad bakoro, or you write one letter on the floor and another letter on the ceiling, on a beam on the ceiling. Kosav al shnei kosei abayis, so you write on two walls of the house that are not at a right angle to each other, where you could just read them one next to the other. Al shnei dapei penkis, so you write on two columns of a notebook that are not right next to each other. Ve'ein negin zemze, and therefore you can't read them with each other. Pater, you're pater in all those cases, either because they're not a normal way of writing, or meaning it's a shinoi, it's an unusual way of writing, or because you didn't actually produce two letters, or because you didn't create new letters because you just wrote over existing letters, or because you didn't try to write two letters. That's the case of the Ches and the Zayin. You only intended to write one letter, not two letters, and or because you didn't write two letters that could be read together. You wrote one on the ceiling and one on the floor. In all those cases, you're not going to be chayiv. Kasavos achas nutrikun. But if you write one letter with a mark next to it to show that it's just an abbreviation of an entire word, for example, you write kuf and it's meant to indicate carbon, or you write mem and it's meant to indicate meiser, or you write tuf and it's meant to indicate truma. A lot of times nowadays people write hey with a shmidjik next to it, and that's meant to indicate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's meant to indicate Hashem. So Bishubim Seir Mechayev. Bishubim Seir says that you're going to be chayev because everyone knows that that's an entire word, meaning the way people read it is it's an entire word. V'chum Pochen. But the Chum say that you're going to be putter in such a case. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Dalid we learned that if you write with any lasting ink, you're going to be chayiv, and provided that you write two letters that could be read one together with the other, like two walls that are come to a right angle, and even if you write on your skin, you're chayiv. But we have machlokas if you scrape letters into your skin, whether that's enough of a shinui not to be chayiv. And then in Mishnah Hey, we learned that if you write with very temporary types of ink, then you're going to be pater, and if you write with a shinui, you're going to be pater, whether it's a shinui in the derech haksiva, like writing with your elbow, your mouth, your feet, or something like that, or whether it's a shinoi in terms of how the letters are being produced, like you're writing one letter on one wall of the house, another wall of the house where you can't even read them together, so that in all those cases you're going to be pater. But we did have a machlokas if you write one letter that represents a word, that clearly represents a word, so that's a machlokas tanoim, whether you're going to be chayiv or pater for that. As from tomorrow, we'll pick up with Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Vav.